T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is 9:35, and it's time to talk to Wojo, our good friend Bob Wojnowski, who covers all sports. This was a Tiger game last night. I mean, that guy is the quintessential sports writer. He's America's sports writer. Hello, Woj.
Well, well, well. I knew history was going to be made last night.
And was it?
Down 6-0. Here come the Tigers roaring back. The Yankees hit 13 home runs or something like that, and still lost. I was there for a little bit. Yeah, why not?
Okay, well, good for you.
Hey, Walter, something disturbing occurred to me yesterday, and you were involved.
Oh, boy.
My daughter, who attends your alma mater, came home for the night, or just for a few hours, to get a doctor's appointment, and she showed me the syllabus from one of her classes, which is the history of college sports. And right on the syllabus, she says, look at this. We have to read this book and look who the author is. It's you, A Legacy of Champions, Robert Wojnowski?
No, that was a...
She has to read you? I'm paying money for my daughter to read your work.
But that was a compilation, I believe, with my longtime colleague, Angel of the Big House, and others.
I know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm paying money.
Sit down and read.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't know it, but we have yet to suffer a loss as a football community here in Detroit. Undefeated Michigan, undefeated Michigan State, and undefeated Lions.
New England.
Yeah. DEFCON 5 is, everything's good, we're fine. DEFCON 1 is, oh, my God, a crisis is upon us. I want you to find a DEFCON position to the Lions and the Michigan. Let's start with the Lions.
Jamie, you know I'm a big fan of DEFCON.
Yes.
And we finally figured out that one is the worst.
One is the worst, yes. Yeah. One is the worst. I know that from watching War Games back in 1982.
Oh, God. All right. Overall, or can I pick particular units? offense, defense, or something like that?
Let's just say the Lions.
Okay, the Lions are at DEFCON. They're at DEFCON 3.
Okay.
Agreed.
And I would have put them a tiny bit higher, except I kind of think they're going to bounce back and beat the Chargers.
Hold on, I've got to write this down.
Raise your hand. I'm willing to take them to DEFCON 2, certainly. But if they bounce back, then they're back up to DEFCON 4 or so.
Okay. Right? Oh, yeah. No, I mean, because then it'd be undefeated for 2 games, and the teams that start the season 1-0-1 make the playoffs, like, I think 83% of the time.
Yeah. I mean, they're way ahead of Cleveland right now, the Browns, right?
Yes. Huh? All right, okay. Michigan. Undefeated Michigan. Undefeated Michigan, Woj.
Ooh, I am also going to put them at DEFCON 3.
Okay.
And again, we'll know a lot more after they go to Wisconsin, which, oddly enough, the early line is their favorite in that game. I think, unless it's changed, that's a little bit strange. I think maybe people think they will get that offense figured out as soon as they stop fumbling the ball, which actually is the biggest problem right now, or Shea Patterson perhaps being banged up a little bit. And both of those are fixable, but we'll know by the Wisconsin game if they truly are fixable.
You know, Wisconsin's allowing an average of 0.0 points per game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the pitching shutouts, but
Don't you think the worst part about the offense is not the fumbles, it's the fact that they still decided that running up the middle 25 times a game is good.
Well, that was disturbing. I just think they got, I hate to say it, but I think Josh Gattis or Harbaugh, whoever, got a little scared in that game. They tightened up, they kept giving away possessions, and then it's getting tighter and tighter, and like, holy smokes, we can't make any mistakes here, and they play the safest way possible. I'm not giving them an excuse at all, because they should have taken advantage with their receivers. And now when DPJ comes back, they now have 4 really good receivers. alarming that they didn't take advantage of that. But when you're watching that game, you could see them just tighten up. And one more fumble by Jay Patterson or whoever, and they would have lost, and they probably should have lost anyhow. So, yeah, it's a little bit alarming, but I think it was more circumstance than some, oh, Harbaugh's taking over the reins again, philosophical shift. I don't buy that yet.
If Army doesn't decide to pass the ball near the goal line, they lose it.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of what-ifs on both sides, for sure. Well, they were very fortunate to win that game, extremely. And so it sounds like with the Lions, or feels like, that they didn't win the game, although they technically did. But, you know, it's all going to come out in the wash, as the kids say, right? Do the kids say that?
So should we just wait for the wash, then?
Yeah.
And as long as we're talking in terms of DEFCONs here, Michigan State, which I think a week ago you would have had DEFCON 2, maybe? I don't know. Where are they now?
Isn't that amusing? And
yes.
And Stoney, I think you followed college football for a little while, even though you're from back east, so you didn't follow it then. But every week it changes in college football, almost even more so than the NFL. I mean, go back a week ago. D'Antonio didn't change. I mean, some bozos in, like, the Detroit News said that Brad Salem used six figures to draw up his new offense. and then a week later, against a lesser opponent, a bad defense, they are much, much better. Right now, they're at, I would still say put them at DEFCON 4. Not quite pull it back up to 5.
Just
because I want to see them against a non-Western Michigan defense first.
Yes.
Okay, that would be nice.
Is that fair?
Yes, that's definitely fair.
That's just fun.
So we always do our little overreactions. College football to you, are we overreacting to, or at least am I overreacting to Joe Burrow?
No, you're not at all. So it's a wise, wise, chubby man picked LSU to win the national title this year. Yes, he did. Oh,
I thought that was Ed Ogeron.
Yeah. I love Big Ed, Big O, Coach O. No, not at all. And they do. They have gone to, oddly enough, a lot more spread concepts with a quarterback that they trust, Joe Burrow. And look out. What have we said for many, many, many years? If LSU ever could just put together an offense, they would be right up there with Alabama and Clemson. They recruit almost as well. They have unbelievable athletes. So, yeah, I mean, that's what we need, you know. We need another SEC school to break through and get up there to the top of college football.
Yeah, that's exactly what we've been playing for. So if I could go back to Michigan for a second, you kind of alluded to Shea Patterson maybe being banged up. I think it's pretty obvious that he is. He certainly is having an issue with the fumbles, which last year, Michigan fumbled the ball away 3 times total, I believe is the total. And now here we are at, 5 through 2 games.
Yeah.
Are you a believer in the Dylan McCaffrey train like our friend Gov is, or are you a believer in the Shavier?
Well, I'm a believer in Dylan McCaffrey. I would have put Dylan McCaffrey in the Army game, and I was somewhat surprised Harbaugh didn't. That goes back to the just safe and conservative, almost scared, like, no, no, let's just get through this game and don't ruffle anything up and we'll make it. But now going forward, I wouldn't make the change yet, but I'll tell you this. If Shea Patterson doesn't stop fumbling, he cannot play quarterback in Michigan or anywhere, right?
Correct. Or anywhere. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah. Other people will love fumbling
on
Michigan.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't necessarily think he will, but it is his ball security. I mean, the one fumble, I know he got blindsided on one, but the other one, it looks like he just threw the ball away. And so I do think. Now, when are you going to find a game where you can do it reasonably? Like, at Wisconsin, is that the time to throw in McCaffrey more and more? I actually think he should go back to playing 2 quarterbacks a little bit.
If Patterson struggles, absolutely. At least you'd be very tight on that.
Nick Saban did it with a freshman in the national championship game.
Yeah,
I mean, the desperation that you have to pull sometimes.
Yeah, but are they at that desperation point now?
They will be when they're trailing at Wisconsin at halftime.
That would be the time then. If it's 14-3 Wisconsin at halftime, no matter how Michigan got only 3 points, yes, I would say try a different gun, try McCaffrey.
Especially if DPJ is playing.
Yeah, which supposedly he will be, but who knows. And also Runyon, the left tackle, that's big too. But I mean, I don't know. Wisconsin mopped up on a couple of bad teams. But obviously they have a young quarterback too. What's his name? Cohen?
Cohen.
Yeah, whatever. I'm totally with you. If they struggle at Wisconsin, you don't get the freedom to, you know, wait for Army to not score first. If Wisconsin will score, so they'd have to make a switch.
I'm with Stoney. I say you wait till this kid from Illinois gets in here.
He's the guy. Oh,
this is.
You just take something
out of proportion.
Wait, Stoney's Brandon Peters, Heisman candidate?
Talking yesterday about Harbaugh, and I said, at least the quarterback room keeps getting bigger and bigger, and I mentioned the one kid who's coming in 2 years.
Stoney said,
he's mentioned him.
No. Let me give you a direct quote. If you believe what you read, the kid who's coming in from Illinois in a couple of years will be the best quarterback Harbaugh's had.
He's the highest rated quarterback he's recruited, and by stars, that is correct.
Well, then let's just wait for them.
Is that
the
JJ guy?
Yes.
JJ. He didn't sound impressive.
JJ. So, if I'm reading it right, Sony's saying we can't judge Harbaugh for 4 years.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
This is a year of observation.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Just wait. You'll see.
No, Michigan has to improve on the field, but in terms of the quarterback room, Stoney is very impressed.
Yeah, it's not a year of observation this year.
No.
So far, it's a year of consternation.
Consternation.
Yeah.
But you know what they say, bye week comes at a good time.
Except Wisconsin's on one as well.
Is that what they say?
That's true. Isn't that what they say?
I guess that's what they say. I don't know. And they also say...
Are you guys celebrating... D'Antonio Duffy week?
No. We get to celebrate that. We tried to get Mark D'Antonio on, but Michigan State didn't call us back. But, yes, he is the he is going to become the winningest coach in the history of Michigan State football.
Yeah. Well, they beat Arizona State, which I think they will.
Well, I think he will at some point this year. It may not be Saturday, but I think he will at some point this year, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Make sure you're celebrating that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. On a daily basis. We're doing different activities every single day to celebrate it. Each day we're doing a different D'Antonio face. Unfortunately, it's the same face every day.
Tomorrow we're going to play Name That Duffy.
Ooh. Are there any others?
There was a former Met catcher, Duffy Dyer.
Yeah. We're also going to do favorite mispronunciations of D'Antonio's last name. My personal favorite is when somebody called him Dan Antonio.
What about when, what's his face on the ESPN called him Mac D'Antoni?
How about we had Houston Nutt on call him Coach D'Antone?
Coach D'Antone, he calls him, yes.
That'll be his. You know what's funny? Legendary coach Mark D'Antonio is more mispronounced than another legendary coach at the other school who had twice as many letters, Bo Schembechler. Everybody got his name right, didn't they?
Yeah, but it's because of that stupid Mike D'Antoni. Mike D'Antoni ruined it for Mark D'Antonio. That's the problem.
D'Antonio should sue D'Antoni.
And he used to be named in the lawsuit.
Oh, I do.
Yes.
Oh, I would be a character witness.
Yeah.
All right, here's the 18th consecutive picks column.
Yes, so Loja made
fun. Writer.
All right, Bob, thank you. Bob and Kyle off tonight because the early Tigers start back with a vengeance tomorrow. Woj, good talking to you. Have a great day.
All right, but watch out for the rain tonight.
Oh, watch out for the rain. Oh, so
you
maybe
might get stuck with us after all.
Oh, that would be a shame. All right, bye-bye. 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.